This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say a, quote, very deep fire is hampering rescue efforts at the collapsed oceanfront condo building in the U.S. near Miami, where authorities are racing to recover more victims beneath rubble. Miami-Dade's mayor said Saturday rescuers in South Florida are using infrared technology, water, and foam to battle the blaze, whose source is unclear. Smoke has been the biggest barrier. 159 people still remain unaccounted for Saturday since the Thursday collapse. At least four were killed. Authorities also announced Saturday they are beginning an audit of buildings nearing their 40-year review, like the fallen Champlain Tower South, to make sure they're safe. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he's working on a plan Saturday to temporarily relocate residents of a nearby condo tower that's a twin of the building that collapsed. Authorities in Germany were investigating on Saturday what prompted a man to go on a stabbing rampage against women in the town of Wurzburg on Friday, killing three and seriously injuring five others before being arrested. Officials say the suspect is a 24-year-old Somali immigrant who had a mental health problem, in the past. The man went into the kitchen department of a store and asked an assistant where the knives were, according to police. They say he took a knife and stabbed and killed the saleswoman and two more women in the shop. He then injured five other women seriously, as well as wounding a child in a bank and on the street. He was cornered by passersby before the police shot him in the thigh. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.